Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or of course find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels and find the podcast at fmr.co.za. I want you to imagine that Range Rover got into bed with Volvo. Oh, wait, that did happen. No, but this happened in China. I was testing the JQ J7 and this was the Inferno. And if you can imagine an absolutely sublime minimalist interior, it really is. It's got the vents that only a Volvo or another high-end European car would have. It's got those Range Rover door handles that sort of pop out. And it does all of this for a mere $679,900. And that is for the top of the line model, the one that comes with adaptive cruise control and four wheel drive and all the other stuff. If you were happy not to have all of that, you can pick one up for a little over R500,000. And for that, you get a fine cruising car. Light American steering, if I were to say. Excellent cameras, very, very, very plush suspension. And that amazingly minimal interior, all the mod cons you could hope for. And you're getting 8.1 liters per 100 kilometers as tested, which isn't too far from what they claimed. And that's from a 145 kilowatt engine putting out 200 newton meters of torque. And that's from a 1.6 TGDI engine, which is not bad at all. And that goes through a 7-speed DCT transmission. Was there anything I didn't like? Yes, there's a lack of physical buttons. You want to change the volume, you want to turn up the heat, not resorting to a button, you're going through a screen unless you've got it on your steering wheel control. Not great for your passenger, especially if they're a fussy one. The other thing I didn't like, I'm going to call it an iffy suspension. Yes, it was plush. Yes, it was comfortable. But it is not for you if you occasionally like to push hard. It just wasn't great when pushed to the limit. If you never push to the limit, not a concern at all. And the last thing is the stop-go system, which can be deactivated, got caught out once when I had to actually manually restart the car. We could call that an embarrassing moment at a traffic light, but I'd have to care for that. But that is the JQ J7 Inferno. It is a lot of car for a little bit of money. It is spacious. It is big. It is exotic looking from the outside. It has a very futuristic front, but without being so avant-garde that you'd be embarrassed to have it in your driveway. It is a tour de force of a car. And that interior that I was raving about, everything from absolute minimalism, just a horizontal panel going across, very nicely crafted with the start-stop button, and the Tesla-style huge iPad-esque middle, which has everything in it, and you still get your controls in front of you. But it is superbly well designed, and that's not something I've said very often for Chinese cars. This one wins. And that was the JQ J7 Inferno in 4x4. And if that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and of course @DavidDundee on the social media channels. A reminder, that's DavidDundee, and find the podcast as always on fmr.co.za.